Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When Paul was there in Lystra and he preached and he was stoned, they killed him. God took him to heaven, Paul, and Paul said, I don't know if I was in the spirit or in the spirit or in the out spirit, whether it's in the body or out of body, I don't know. But Paul did go to heaven, in the third heaven. And God allowed him to see the sights of heaven. Can you imagine that? And so when Paul came back and he's there in Lystra, right outside the gates of Lystra, and we read the story where he was resurrected, and he went right back into Lystra and preached to those same people that stoned him, that killed him. Can you imagine what those guys thought? Man, we killed that guy. You can't kill. He come back in here and then he left. Anyway, Paul said this statement, and this has to do with our angelology. I'm not running rabbits as part of this thing. He said, I saw some things that I can't speak about. God will not allow me to speak about it. That's why when you read these books and see movies about people go to heaven and they come back and they tell you what they said, okay, or what they seen and all, don't believe it. Now, I'm not saying they haven't seen that God, I'm not going to go there. I want to stay on my subject. But I'm just saying this, if God doesn't allow the Apostle Paul to speak of it, I don't think he's going to let little Johnny or somebody speak of it either. Let me give you one other thing. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Matter of fact, somebody called, and I had to text him back about this. Paul's thorn in the flesh. Everybody thinks it's his eyes. Remember? Everybody said, because he couldn't see. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Maybe his eyesight, perhaps as when he was on the road to Damascus, and that bright light, and he was blind, and the scales came upon his eyes. Remember that? Later on, when he was baptized by Ananias, I think it was, the scales fell off his eyes. Anyway, a lot of Bible scholars think that's when his eyesight went bad. I don't know. The Bible does not say. But he did have bad eyesight. And many people think that that's Paul's thorn in the flesh. And I cannot, it's amazing to me. We see in 2 Corinthians what his thorn in the flesh is. It's right there. He asked the Lord three times, remember, to remove this thorn in the flesh. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for thee. And just previously that, Paul made the statement that a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, to beat up. The word buffet means to beat up on, okay? To maybe cause a little bit of depression. I've said this a lot. Don't think that Paul had to take Xanax. Or, whatever people take, I don't take that. I know some people need that. I'm not putting it down. But you know what I'm talking about. Some people, because of depression and all, they have to take something to kind of put. That Paul didn't struggle with that, but yet, because Paul had seen some things in heaven, God allowed a messenger of Satan to buffet him, to keep him from exalting himself. Boy, ain't I something. I seen some things. And so because of that, that was Paul's thorn in the flesh. Lord, this messenger of Satan, he's rough on me. Can't you do something about that? And again, I'm paraphrasing. And the Lord said, no, my strength is sufficient for you. Are you following? Let me add this when we get into the study of demonology or devils. Okay. If a messenger of Satan bothered Satan, Paul, that's probably who gives us fits. We hear all the time, boy, the devil was after me this week. I hate to bust your bubble, but the devil ain't after you because you're just a small fry in a big world, okay? Satan will have messengers that will buffet you. Are you following? Satan cannot be omnipresent. He's not omnipresent. He cannot be anywhere. Doris is here. Satan cannot be bothering Doris and me at the same time. You follow them? But when somebody does, you know what he does? These little, I call them imps. These little imps. God, okay, so now, ain't this all the time? You know our biggest problem? Who our biggest problem is? It's me. We like to blame our husband or wife or you or whatever. And sometimes we blame Satan and his little imps. Our biggest problem is who we're looking in the mirror. But I want you to let you, I said all that to say this, so we're going to get into the study about angels right now. That they are a very real thing. They're created beings. I will say one other thing, and I'll move on. So are demons or devils. What in King James Bible, they're called devils, but there's only one devil. It's like we use the word antichrist. There are many antichrists, but there's one antichrist, the antichrist. Same way with the devils. There are many devils, plural, but only one devil, the devil. All right, and somebody literally this week, and I'm not going to mention who it is, you would know who it is, that are in this church, they talked to me about something, that they're staying somewhere, that they believe that there's some demonic activity in that place that they're staying. Some things that are going, and I'm not talking about exorcism where things are floating and whoo, you know, people's heads are turning around, you know, and that kind of thing. But there are some things going on. And I told them this. I can tell you this privately that I could not tell from the pulpit, because if I did, y'all think I'm crazy. But it's real. As sure as there's a heaven and a hell, as sure as there are good angels, and as sure as there's Jesus, as sure as there's a devil, there are demons, there are devils alive and well today. And the more, and I encourage this believer, if you're a believer, they cannot bother you as far as possess you, okay? You cannot be possessed by a demon, a devil. You cannot do that. Share with them some scripture. Share with them some other things about it, and I won't go any farther, but I saw them again Friday. They going to talk about this Tuesday. I kind of gave them some things. I didn't tell them to spread holy water or throw, you know, that kind of foolishness and all. I just told them from God's word how I would handle this situation. I saw them again Friday. They said, "Brother, do you know that this not happening anymore?" I've seen some things, and I told him that. I was a missionary in Africa for a while in Kenya, and I saw some things. Let me give you an example for this. And again, this is, boy, what an introduction. I remember preaching in a town called Namawanga in a marketplace on a Saturday morning, and it was in a marketplace where all the villagers were there, and quite a few hundred people were there selling their vegetables and their wares and goods. And that's how we would do, you know, missionaries. We'd go where the people were. We'd set up a little preaching thing with speakers and all. We'd bring singers. People like to hear good singing. So we'd bring some of the people who could sing, the choir people would sing. And they'd sing a few songs, and people would start listening and gathering around. Then I'd preach. And I never forget, I began preaching that Saturday morning. I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock or so, whatever it was. And there were a couple hundred people that they just gathered. I mean, huge, not a nice crowd. And I started preaching, and there's some guy probably about from here to Melissa. I was gonna, but I'll point to Melissa. Y'all get a bear. He started just, during my preaching, just started hollering and carrying on. Hi, nobody even knew what he was saying, because they speak Swahili, and some other, they speak Luya. Different languages up there. He was saying something. Nobody knew what he was saying. Had no clue. It went on a minute, and here I am trying to preach. Distracting and all. I stopped my preaching, and I just prayed. So help me. I said, "Lord, I can't preach like this." And I just prayed. I don't remember what I said, but that was the basic idea. You have to remove this somehow, because it's distracting, yada, yada. Yeah, just a little minute prayer, Lord, do something about it. I opened my eyes, and that guy was gone. I asked the people, and there were people around it after I started preaching, "Where did that guy go?" They said, "I have no idea. He just disappeared." Now, you can think what you want to think, and I'm not saying it was of the devil. I just know he was there, then he wasn't there. Okay, that's all I know. And it was so crowded, people would have, if he'd walked through the crowd, he'd been bumping people while, "Are you following?" Nobody knows what happened. I'm just saying, they are real. Now, don't you go home looking for demons today. I'm telling you, but I'm just telling the reality. And I told the fella Tuesday night, because he's with somebody else, and I won't get into all the detail. The more you allow you, the more you'll open your heart to the occult, to the what we'd call the dark side, the more you open up to evil, the more working they're allowed to work. Are you following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.